We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Welcome to The Buck Starts Here, your special Monday episode of the Eurostep. I'm Ty Windisch, and here's what you need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks for the week of Monday, January 13th. The Eurostep is proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network, and this week's episode is brought to you by Untuck It. The Bucks endured a tough West Coast road trip and got out of it with just one loss in four games, despite not playing very well in either of the first two games. The week started with a 126-104 loss to the Spurs in San Antonio, which was followed by a 107-98 win over the Warriors on Wednesday. Rohan and I broke some of those games down, sort of, in our very late night Wednesday pod, but neither of them were pretty, as the Bucks just didn't make shots or play strong on the defensive end. The most noteworthy thing about the Warriors game was Steph Curry talking to Giannis right after, apparently begging for help and getting out of that mess of a Golden State squad, probably, we presume. Who knows? Milwaukee looked much better on both ends of a weekend back-to-back against the Kings and the Trailblazers. Giannis surprisingly had an off night against Sacramento, only putting up 13 points, but Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe buoyed the Bucks as they added 51 combined points to ensure a 127-106 victory. Then on Saturday against Portland, all three of Milwaukee's big three arrived. Giannis put up 32 points in just 28 minutes, Middleton had 30 of his own, also in 28 minutes, and Bledsoe added 29 points in 27 minutes. According to ESPN's Eric Woodyard, they are the first Bucks trio to post at least 25 points apiece in the same game on multiple occasions since Glenn Robinson, Ray Allen, and Sam Cassell. This new Big Three shared a heartwarming moment with FS Wisconsin reporter Zora Stevenson after the game that is absolutely worth a watch, just for Giannis saying that he can be guarded, but Middleton and Bledsoe cannot alone. Bledsoe saying he didn't want to play with any other group in the clip was also an amazing moment. The end of this week also happened to cleanly come at the halfway point in the NBA season, as your Milwaukee Bucks are 35-6 through 41 games. If you double those numbers to extrapolate for the whole season, it would seem to indicate Milwaukee is on pace for 70 wins, which is a pretty good place to be. We'll get back to the Herds last week in just a minute, but first, have you ever seen an untucked button-down? They look bad. Why? Because they weren't meant to be worn that way. Thankfully, there's Untuck It, the original button-down shirt actually designed to be worn untucked. No matter your size or shape, Untuckit shirts always fall at the perfect untucked length. With more than 50 fit combinations, Untuckit shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Choose from styles like wrinkle-free button-downs, super soft flannels, outerwear, and more. With Untuckit, your shirts will never look baggy, bulgy, too long, or too big again, and their website is easy to use. They have a whole page devoted to helping you find your fit. So, whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or just trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, Untuckit is the way to go. Visit Untuckit.com and use promo code BLUE for 20% off at checkout. That's UNTUCKIT.com, promo code BLUE, BLUE, for that 20% off. The Herd played 3 games last week and did well, winning 2 of them and keeping their hold on top of the G League. First up was a road game against Fort Wayne, which Wisconsin won. Frank Mason led the way against the Mad Ants, dropping 34 points in Wisconsin's 121-115 win. After that, we had 2 home games against the Canton Charge in a row, one on Thursday and one on Saturday. The Thursday one was rough as the Herd fell 123-111, in large part due to what I am calling the Buttery Biscuits curse. Before the game, as he addressed the home crowd as one Herd player does before every game to lead them in a Herd up cheer, forward Leon Gilmore asked the fans to yell, and I want to make this clear, this is verbatim, Buttery Biscuits, after each Herd made 3-pointer. This started off well as Cam Reynolds hit Wisconsin's first attempted triple, and a few cries of Buttery Biscuits were heard throughout the arena. Reynolds would also be the next player to hit a 3 for the Herd. That second make came with less than 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. In between, 2 full quarters happened. The Herd missed 27 3-pointers in a row. After Saturday's game, didn't really want to talk to the players about Buttery Biscuits that much after the tough loss, but after Saturday's game, DJ Hogue said he believed that Buttery Biscuits was something Leon Gilmore just came up with himself. When I asked Leon about it, he instead pointed to Luke May, who was sitting right there and did not comment either way upon hearing this accusation. Leon Gilmore said that the fellas were talking, Luke May somehow says the term Buttery Biscuits, and Leon decided it would be a good way to pump up the fans. Now, I've also heard that at least some Herd personnel believes that the Buttery Biscuits curse is real. There was no talk of Buttery Biscuits, no encouragement of anyone to cheer Buttery Biscuits on Saturday's game, and I don't think it's coming back anytime soon. The Herd did bounce back to win that Saturday contest 131-123. That game was Luke May's return to action after he missed about a month with an ankle injury, and it saw Jalen Adams lead the way with 23 points. Both of DJ Hogue and Frank Mason added 21. Frank seemed to be in pain during the game and grimaced even more than usual, but he did play through it. There was no immediate injury report after the game. The Herd have a few days off, so that'll help, but we will get to that in just a minute. First, here's another perspective on the last week of Bucks basketball. This is your Milwaukee Bucks vibe check, courtesy of Rohan Kadi. Take it away, Rohan.
We are officially halfway done with the regular season, which is absolutely insane to think about. It still feels like the beginning of the season to me. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm crazy. But after 41 games, the Milwaukee Bucks are 35-6 and coming off their longest remaining road trip of the season. That's right, the Bucks don't have a 4-game or longer road trip on the second half of their schedule. And considering Milwaukee is 18-2 at home so far, I would say that it bodes well for the Bucks' record going forward. Already on pace for 70 wins, I would not be surprised to see Milwaukee get one or two more than that, which gets interesting because then they would be in the area of breaking the 2016-17 Warriors record of 73 wins. However, the only way the Bucks will get close to that is if they start firing on all cylinders. I was starting to get a little worried about that over the last week or so. The Bucks were winning, but not convincingly, and Giannis was looking hampered. All of those concerns were put to rest in Saturday's win against the Blazers. Giannis proved that he cannot stay in a slump for very long, as he went for 32 points, 17 rebounds, and 6 assists in 28 minutes, with 21 of those points coming in the first half, and everything seemed normal again in the world. However, the big story was Chris Middleton going for 30 and Eric Bledsoe scoring 29 in that game as well. Ty and I talked on the last episode of the Eurostep about how the problem with Bledsoe and Middleton is consistency, which is especially frustrating considering how well we know they can play. Now, considering they both played well against Sacramento, with Middleton scoring 27 and Bledsoe scoring 24, and then the aforementioned Portland game, we might finally be seeing the Milwaukee Bucks approach the best version of themselves.
Thanks, Rohan. Looking ahead to the Bucks next week, Milwaukee has just 3 games on the docket with no back-to-backs and 2 home games. First up is the Knicks, who come to town on Tuesday night for a 7 p.m. showdown. Following that game, is a matchup with the Boston Celtics on Thursday at 7 that should be a good contest. That's also a home game for the Bucks. Finally, Milwaukee will travel to Brooklyn on Saturday night to take on the Brooklyn Nets at 5 p.m. I believe Kyrie Irving could be back in the lineup for the Nets by that time, could play that game, which of course would add some extra intrigue to that one. As for the Herd schedule, as previously mentioned, it is extremely quiet this week. Wisconsin has just 1 game, a Thursday school day game at 11:30 a.m. in Oshkosh. Rest and practice are in the Herd's immediate future by then, and probably stocking up on aspirin and ibuprofen because the decibel volume and the pitch will be very, very high on that Thursday game in Menominee Nation Arena. Now let's get to the Bucks' non-Giannis MVP of the week. As always, we will start with Giannis' own numbers. Adetokounmpo posted averages of 24.8 points, 13.0 rebounds, 5.8 assists, and 1.3 steals per game while shooting 49.3% from the field and a rough 22.2% from three. Even in a down week, it's clear Giannis is on another level. Now for the non-Giannis division. Gotta give credit to Eric Bledsoe and Dante DiVincenzo, who made this decision somewhat difficult, but I believe Chris Middleton was simply incredible this week. Chris averaged 23.3 points, 6.8 rebounds, and 4.0 assists per game, while nailing 50.8% of his field goals and 42.9% of his threes. Chris very nearly had a 50-40-90 week, as he also shot 88.0% from the free throw line, while being Milwaukee's second leading scorer, and shooting that efficiently from everywhere, it's hard to argue that he wasn't the non-Giannis MVP of the week. Congrats to Chris, who becomes the first 2-time winner of this prestigious award. Kyle Korver and Wes Matthews have both been named the non-Giannis MVP of the week 1 time. If you enjoyed this episode and want even more Bucks talk in your life, you can join the Eurogroup Discord community. Screenshot yourself listening to this pod and tweet it to me, or email it to tywindishnba@gmail.com. The Eurogroup Discord has been called, in all seriousness, the best place online to talk Bucks by the folks dwelling in there. Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about the podcast, and follow myself and Rohan on Twitter. Until next time, happy Monday, and go Bucks!